Okay, let's unpack something that's probably crossed your mind at some point. Why do some people in, similar roles just seem to knock it out of the park while others, well, don't? We're taking a deep dive today into the world of frontline employee performance, and honestly, the numbers we've seen are genuinely eye-opening.
Yeah, they really are.
We're talking about research suggesting the top 10%, they can outperform their colleagues by a factor of like 10 to 30.
Within a single year.
Exactly, within just 12 months.
Yeah.
Imagine that kind of difference in impact.
And what's really interesting here, I think, is that this isn't just someone's gut feeling, you know?
No, not anecdotal.
Not at all. Our exploration is rooted in the work of the Quanta People, or QP, Center of Excellence in Frontline Workforce Performance.
Right.
Their insights on what the top 10% do differently give a really granular look at this. They've worked across loads of sectors: BFSI, retail, FMCG,
So
telecom.
they had the data. And what's
Yeah.
really compelling, I find, is QP's point that this isn't some kind of magic, innate talent some people just born with.
That's crucial.
They argue it's about specific, identifiable behaviors. And that, well, that's a potential game changer, isn't it? Because it suggests we can maybe bridge that performance gap.
Potentially, yes, if you know what to look for and what to encourage.
And the source also highlights the real-world costs of this gap. Big hits to productivity and those really high turnover rates. They mentioned 30 to 45% annual attrition on the front line in India.
Which is just massive. Think about the drain on resources, the constant
It's
retraining.
huge. So it really raises a key question for us, doesn't it? If you have a workforce and they all seem to have similar basic skills, maybe gone through the same training, what are the top folks actually doing differently?
What's the secret?
So our mission today, drawing straight from QP's analysis, is to pinpoint those key differentiators. We want to get beyond just saying there's a gap and really understand the how.
The mechanics behind it and what that means for, making the whole organization better.
Exactly. So let's get into the first major piece of this puzzle, prioritization. The source really hammers home the importance of focusing on what they call critical tasks. It's not just about working longer hours, is it?
Not at all. It's the classic work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Top performers seem to instinctively, or maybe through learning, figure out the few activities that give the biggest bang for the buck.
Like the 80-20 rule.
Precisely, yeah. Like the Pareto principle. They find that vital 20% of effort that drives 80% of the results, and they zero in on it.
And the source gives some great examples, which helps make it concrete.
It does.
Like in banking and finance, it's about finding and really nurturing those connectors,
Yeah.
the people who bring in warm leads.
Instead of just cold calling everyone, maybe.
Right. Or in retail, it's about knowing when the store is busiest with serious buyers, those high conversion times, and really focusing your upselling efforts then.
Makes sense. Targeted effort.
And for FMCG, it's about giving more attention to the distributors who actually sell the most product.
It sounds obvious when you say it like that, but it's a conscious allocation of effort. Think about it. If you consistently focus on just one or two really effective lead-generating activities versus someone else spreading their time across 10 less impactful ones, well, that's how you could get that 10x difference, right?
Easily.
And what's interesting about the underperformers, perhaps, is that they might be working just as hard, putting in the hours,
Sure, busy work.
but their effort is scattered. It's spread too thin across maybe too many tasks that don't really move the needle. The top 10% make a choice. They're selective.
It's a deliberate focus, which I guess can be counterintuitive if you just think effort equals results.
Absolutely. It's focused effort equals results.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And the second key insight seems to build right on top of this. It's about the discipline of consistent execution. The source calls it developing a personal playbook, which I like. It suggests it's not about random experiments every day or just going purely on instinct.
Exactly. It's not about reinventing the wheel constantly. The source really emphasizes that these high performers develop a repeatable approach, almost like a routine for key parts of their job.
Ah, okay.
They figure out what works best for them in their context, and then they just do it consistently. Think about the psychology there, too. Routines reduce your mental load, right?
Frees up brain space.
Exactly. So you can focus on the specific customer or situation, not on figuring out the basic process again.
And the examples they give really paint a picture. It's about having a clear sequence for customer conversations, for instance.
Yeah, like a method.
Knowing your goal for the opening, for the middle part, for the close. And this seems key, constantly refining what works and then just replicating it, doing it again and again.
It sounds almost simple.
Maybe too simple. But maybe that's the point.
I think it often is. The real power isn't always in complexity. It's in the discipline to find what's effective and the self-awareness to actually do it consistently. There's a great quote in the source material here. It says, 1 in 6 employees can become a high performer.
Wow, 1 in 6. That's a lot of potential.
It is. But then it adds the crucial bit. But only if they know what to focus on and how to execute it consistently.
Ah. So potential is there, but it needs direction and discipline.
That nails it. It really underscores that it's about focused action, not just raw talent.
Okay, so we're getting a clearer picture now of what sets the top 10% apart. Prioritization and consistent execution.
The what and the how.
Exactly. Now, the big question is, how do you take those insights and actually use them to lift up the rest of the team, to bridge that performance gap across the whole organization?
And that's where Quanta People's mission really comes in, isn't it?
Yeah. Their goal is ambitious, helping 1 million frontline employees succeed in their first job.
Which is fantastic. And their approach, well, as the source lays it out, it's pretty systematic. It starts with that vital first step we talked about.
Identifying the critical tasks.
Right. But they do it rigorously, using data, looking across different roles and industries. It's not just guesswork.
And then crucially, they bring in ideas from behavioral science and learning psychology.
Which makes sense.
To make sure the training actually sticks.
Yeah.
Right. So it translates into repeatable actions back on the job. Because knowing what to do, that's only half the battle.
Oh, absolutely. Consistently doing it is the hard part. It's like building a habit. You need reinforcement. You need practice.
And they use digital tools for that.
Yeah. The source mentions using digital platforms for like micro coaching. Little nudges, maybe. And giving feedback based on leading indicators. Are people doing the right activities, not just waiting for the end result?
So real-time adjustments.
Exactly. Helping people stay on track with those critical tasks and reinforcing that consistent execution. The whole goal, as the source says, is bridging that capability gap. Taking what the top performers do well.
The proven stuff.
And transferring those behaviors systematically, measurably, and using digital tools to do it at scale.
Which all points to some pretty significant implications for businesses, doesn't it? I mean, we often say it, but the front line is where the rubber meets the road.
It truly is. It's where your brand meets the customer, where promises are kept or broken, where profit ultimately is made or lost.
And the source is quite direct about the costs when things aren't working well there. Significant revenue leakage.
Uh-huh.
They mentioned potential cores per quarter.
Which is, yeah, very large sums of money. Millions. Plus those high attrition rates we talked about, recruitment, onboarding, lost productivity, it adds up incredibly fast.
This huge drain. And the core message here, which the source really emphasizes, is that you can't just hire your way out of this problem.
No, throwing more people at it isn't the sustainable fix.
The real opportunity, the real leverage, is in activating the talent you already have, getting more from the people already on your payroll.
And that connects to the final point, which I find really powerful. This idea that high performance can actually be contagious.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, if it's systemized, if you understand why the top 10% are succeeding, they've essentially cracked the code, right? Then the organization can take that code, that understanding, and use it to deliberately lift the performance of the wider group. It's not just hoping it rubs off, it's actively transferring those successful strategies.
So making success scalable.
Exactly, elevating the whole frontline workforce.
Okay, so let's try and bring this all together for you, the listener. The key takeaways seem pretty clear. Two main things.
Mm-hmm.
First, top performers aren't necessarily busier, but they are laser focused.
Yeah.
They zero in on those few critical tasks that really drive results.
The things that matter most.
And second, they don't leave it to chance. They develop effective methods, that personal playbook idea, and they apply them consistently. Discipline matters.
It really does. Focus and discipline.
So this naturally leads to a question for you to think about.
Yeah.
In your own work or within any frontline teams you're involved with, What are those truly critical tasks? The ones with the biggest impact?
Yeah, what really moves the needle? And then how could you encourage more consistency in how those specific tasks get done? What systems or support could help?
And if you're keen to get a clearer picture of the performance spread in your own frontline teams, Quanta People are actually offering a free audit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you can reach out to them. The email is business@quantapeople.com, and they'll set up a 30-minute consultation. Could be a really useful first step to see where the gaps might be in your organization.
That's a practical takeaway. business@quantapeople.com.
Right. And finally, maybe just a thought to leave you with.
Go on.
If this relatively small group, this top 10%, is getting significantly better results just through focused effort and consistent methods. Think about the untapped potential sitting there in the other 90%.
It's huge.
What could happen if even a fraction of that potential was unlocked? What seemingly small strategic changes can be the key?